And now here are some letters received at the Evening News during the past week. Eleanor Lamming from Thorpe St Andrew has praise for the Norwich Park and Ride. I was very pleased to hear the good news that the Norwich Park and Ride service is to be continued in the long term. I would like to thank the current operators Connect Bus for their commitment to operate the Postwick Park and Ride service until March 2025, and for the reliable and friendly service they have provided since its reinstatement in November 2022, following a significant closure for approximately 2 years during COVID, while it was used as a testing centre. Park and ride services reduce both congestion in cities and carbon emissions. The area east of Norwich is experiencing significant growth, both in terms of housing and business development, and bus services such as the Postwick Park and Ride offer a practical alternative to car use in and around the city centre. I would also like to thank all of the local parish councils and residents in this area for all the work they've done and will continue to do to support and promote their local park and ride service.
R. King from Royden feels we are just pretending to be green. A couple of stories on the news on Monday deserve a little more thought. The first was the closing of the last coal power station in the UK, and the comment was that we have decarbonised quicker than any other country in Europe. We also now have some of the highest energy price in the world. The other story was that the last steel-making blast furnace in Wales has closed. The story is that Tata, the Indian steelmaker, will in a few years build an electric arc furnace to replace it, and our government has given them £500 million to do it. By the way, it was also mentioned that Tata were now building another large coal-fired blast station in India. Where do you think the steel for the pylons will come from? We are sitting on huge quantities of coal and oil and have transferred all the steel jobs to India and China and pretend we are going green. Think about it. Why should anybody build an electric blast furnace or any other factory in a country with the highest energy prices in the world? We haven't gone green. We're just exporting all our carbon emissions and pretending, led by the globalist agenda, that has no concern for normal people.
Paul Milner of Sheringham says there is no place for sissies. Dare I say it to a lady, but as we oldies get older, we become more obdurate and new words offend, especially if they come from America. My favourite dislike is misuse of the word good, as in, how are you today? Response, I'm good. To which I answer, fine, but I'm not talking about your moral code, but your well-being. The thing is, it's estimated around 80% of words in the English language are borrowed from other languages, heist being just one. For an insight into the origins of English, try Bill Bryson's book, Mother Tongue. It's highly readable and a hilarious tale of how the English language has come to be the lingua franca of the world. Moving on, Neil Haverson gives a humorous take on deafness. Been there, Neil, and yes, guessing what one's wife said generates some hilarious responses. That said, deafness has a serious side. As we become deaf, we retreat from society. We don't understand the gist. We don't get the joke. We can't answer the question. We isolate, not realising deafness is associated with dementia, a decrease in memory and thinking skills. In silence, our brain cannot process sounds. We struggle, forget misplaced vanity and check out hearing aids. For me, it was miraculous. I could suddenly hear birds singing, musical cadence. I got the joke. The only downside was my car no longer sounded like a Rolls-Royce limo. As that great actress Bette Davis said, old age ain't no place for sissies, so we have to deal with it the best way we can.
Ray Fenn from Shottisham has some advice for the hard of hearing. Your correspondent's piece on hearing deficiency reminded me of the man who suspected his wife was getting hard of hearing. As he didn't like to broach the subject with her until he was sure, he asked a friend for advice. He was told to stand about 12 feet behind her and ask a question. If she didn't reply, move forward 3 feet and ask again, and so on until she replied. So, at 12 feet, he asked what they were going to have for next Sunday's lunch. Getting no reply, he moved forward and asked again at 9 feet, 6 feet, and finally at 3 feet. This time, the wife turned round and snapped. I've told you 3 times already. We're going to have roast chicken.
And finally, David Shield from Lingwood makes an observation about the repurposing of an old police station. Lunch with no extra charge. I see a new caf is to open in a former Lowestoft police station. One presumes tea will be served in the nick of time.